Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good afternoon from me, that's Mike Oates, with the second hour of Swing Time today. Thanks to co-presenter John Yule for cranking up the machinery today, even though he did it from a prone position on a stretcher. Well done, John. The show must go on. The billing on the track we have just heard was Wynton Marsalis and the Art Blakey Jazz Messengers. This is on the record sleeve, but I think the original booking for the group was for Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. Perhaps a bit of marketing department license there. Anyway, details for that. The name of the track was Wheel Within a Wheel, and the personnel were Wynton Marsalis trumpet, Billy Pierce tenor, Jimmy Williams piano, Charlie Farnsborough on bass, Art Blakey on drums, and it was recorded on the 11th of October 1980. It was recorded at Bubba's Jazz Restaurant in Fort Lauderdale in Florida, and we sincerely hope that it's still standing. However, John's shaking his head, so there's obviously reasons behind it. What I would say about the venue, though, is that you do find this location cropping up on a very large number of tracks that appear on various compilation records, and there are some interesting tracks to be heard, so it's worthwhile looking out for. Now, no hidden interpretation required for the next track, which is organist Jimmy Smith and strutting his stuff in a traditional, typical Jimmy Smith session, so you know what's to expect. The track is When My Dreamboat Comes Home, with Jimmy Smith organ, Lou Donaldson alto, Quentin Warren guitar, Donald Bailey on drums. And this was recorded at a place we are very familiar with. It was the Van Gelder Studios when he was in Englewood Cliffs, the 7th of February 1973, When My Dreamboat Comes Home. Thank you. and off he goes into the distance. Jimmy Smith there. Rather more information required, I think, for the next selection, although there is a small clue in the name of the orchestra. The tune they play is Jazznocracy, first played on disc by Jimmy Lunsford in 1934. The group is called the Nicholas Dufree International Jazz Orchestra, and I can assure you international is the correct word. The Nichols is Keith Nichols, so I don't really need to tell you that there's a good chance that the trike will be a form of reproduction, but with a rather subtle approach adapted by the arrangements laid down by Keith Nichols. So, the track is Jazznocracy. The group is the Nichols Dufree International Jazz Orchestra, and the international names are Duke Higer, Andy Shum, Enrico Tommaso on trumpets, Alistair Allen, Christopher Compen, trombones, John Francisco Bonnell on tenor and baritone, Stephen Gillet on alto and clarinet, Michael McQuaid, alto and clarinet, Matthias Stuffert on tenor and clarinet, Keith Nichols, piano and arranger, Thomas Spatz, Langham guitar, Malcolm Sked on bass, and Josh Dufee on drums. It was recorded in the Village Hotel, which is in Cobalt Park, Newcastle-on-Tyne, on the 29th of October, 2012. Thank you. fine arrangement there by Keith Nichols of Jazzocracy, a tune that was a hit for Jimmy Lunsford in 1934. When compiling my playlist each week, I am always unsure as to whether or not to include any or many of what dear old Satchmo used to refer to as the good old good ones. My concern is, does the audience, when a popular disc is announced, roll their eyes to the heavens and mutter, amongst other things, "Not that again"? Or do I not include them at all? Thus, as on the next strike, prevent the playing and hearing of some outstanding drumming. You'll know what the track is immediately. Thank you. Joe Morello there, providing some depth to Paul Desmond's simple riff. And for me, certainly, his drumming on that disc gave me much more to think about when considering the role of the drummer in jazz performances. In case you've been on Mars or similar for the last 65 years, that was Paul Desmond alto, Dave Brubeck piano, Eugene Wright bass, and Joe Morello on drums. And it was recorded in New York City on the 1st of July 1959. After the first appearance of Zoot Sims at Ronnie Scott's in November 1961, the system that permitted American and other countries' bands to play in the UK, but not individual musicians from overseas, was finished. From that date, jazz fans have been privileged to enjoy a large number of varying musicians in varying combinations, and it's something that's gone on and hopefully will continue to do so. Indeed, on my next track, it may be that there are some Swing Time listeners today who were actually at the performance. It is a performance by Dave Shepherd, and he is playing a well-known swing number, Flying Home. His companions are Ronnie Gleaves on vibes, Peter Chapman on bass, and Johnny Richardson on drums. The main man, though, and certainly provides an excellent solo here, was Teddy Wilson. And I say there may be Swing Time listeners who were at the performance. It was done at the Manchester Sports Guild on the 24th or 25th of February 1968. Flying Home. Thank you. Confess, there were some great sessions at the Manchester Sports Guild. Three that particularly strike I remember well were Pee Wee Russell, Buck Clayton, and Peanuts Hucko. They really brought a lot of enjoyment to many jazz fans at the time. Just as Parker and Gillespie dominated the movement of jazz in the mid 1940s. John Coltrane occupied a similar position some 15 years later. A recording session he made with Tad Dameron in November 1956 clearly shows that Train was well established in the jazz music scene of the day, and certainly what followed from here was to have a major influence on jazz music. The track is Soul Train, and under the leadership of Tad Dameron, and the small group is John Coltrane tenor, Tad Dameron piano, John Simmons on bass, and Philly Joe Jones is at the drum kit. Recorded in Hackensack, New York, which again puts it in the Gelder stable. The date was the 30th of November 1956. This is Soul Train.
Thank you.
Although attention is quite correctly drawn to Coltrane's contribution on tenor on that record, it can't be said that he commanded the record, and Tad Dameron certainly set the basis for what was a very fine performance. You are listening to Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates here presenting this second hour. Continuing with a latter-day approach to jazz, the concept on the next record is that Birelli Legren wished to portray Django Reinhardt's music with a modern approach. My selection is a less well-known Django composition, which Django did not record until 1953. The track is Blues for Ike, and Birelli Legren's sidemen here, apart from Birelli Legren on guitar, of course, is a figure called Coduno on piano, and I can't tell you a great deal about that gentleman. I presume he's a gentleman. Anthony Jackson was on bass, and Dennis Chambers on drums. It was recorded in the Sorcerer Studios in New York City in January 1995. Blues for Ike. Thank you. Pirelli Le Grand with Django Reinhardt's lesser-known composition, Blues for Ike. When I included last week a disc by Bunk Johnson, I thought that equally absent from my playlists were early selections from the white musicians of the day, not the out-and-out swing bands of the 1930s and onwards, who do appear quite regularly, but rather the smaller groups, which produce many fine records. A couple of examples coming up now. First, the Ed Lang Orchestra, with a good chance to hear a superb solo from guitarist Eddie Lang, as we tend to refer to him. The second is by one of the characters of jazz, Irving Mills. More on Irving Mills after the next two discs.
Thank you.
Couple of examples of white jazz and interesting lineups there. Hoagy Carmichael was the pianist on the last track. Jimmy and Tommy Dorsey appeared on both tracks, and there are other musicians, and I'm going to come back to those sessions next week. Tempus Fugit. So thank you for listening to us today, and we hope that you do have enjoyed the music. And to go out, here's the man himself with one of the good old good ones.
I've just found joy. I'm as happy as a baby boy with another brand new choo-choo toy. When I'm with my sweet Lorraine, yes, a paradise that are bluer than the summer skies. When you see them, will realize why I love my sweet Lorraine. I'm so happy when it's raining. I don't miss the sun, for it's in my sweetest smile. Just to think that I'm the lucky one who will lead her down the aisle. Yes, each night I pray that nobody steals her heart away. Just can't wait until that happy day.